bumping into people all day long, and we're all excited that we're here.
Oh, we are so.
It's like not even a day has gone by. You know, in this business, time just doesn't happen. You just, one day just is like the next, and 10 years later, you meet somebody, and you think you just saw them a year ago, but.
And then they go. And they say, yeah. Where'd you get that cane?
Yeah.
So you're appearing tonight, 8:15 in Sparks for the big show, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Who's in the band now, Paul?
I got the best band
ever. Oh, tell me.
I still got the, you know, the same lead guitar player, Doug Heath, and the same bass player, Ron Foose. I got a killer drummer who I stole from the Buckinghams.
Perfect.
And I've got him. And I also got a lead singer that is unreal. He also plays guitar incredible. And I just got and then Danny Krause, he's still in the band, the keyboard player.
Oh, great.
So basically, most
he's cute.
Of the band is the same.
Awesome.
And, you know, and in the costumes, you can't tell the difference.
We don't care. We just want to see you in those. You still slim and trim, are you?
That's it. People just look at the pants. They don't know who's wearing them.
They just pour you into them now, huh?
Yeah.
Paul, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to be there tonight. See you, Victorian Square, Sparks. Paul Revere and the Raiders for Hot August Nights. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
I love you.
Okay, love you too. Thanks for the visit.
You got it. Okay. Don't forget, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Oh, he is so awesome. And they're going to rock Victorian Square tonight. Hey.
Hey.
I got to switch gears here because I'm amazed. David Hayes here with me. That's why I said Hayes. Hayes, David Hayes, you are the closest thing, David Hayes, I got to tell you, I have ever seen to Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, Lady J, you're very kind.
Did they clone you or something? I mean, unbelievable.
It's about love and respect and admiration for Mr. D and just keeping the legacy alive. We're excited about that.
I got to say, you're at Harris. You're in Sammy's showroom, which is so perfect.
Yes.
And when I went last night, I came to the show last night because I wanted to see you before you came on my show so that I could really be honest. I was thinking, another Sammy Davis Jr. impersonator. But you are not. You are doing a tribute to him, and I have never seen anyone so close. I mean, I was having some real scary moments there. No,
oh,
I was getting
really?
Freaky. Yes, you were freaking me out.
Well, maybe I should.
I mean, you
wear
looked
deodorant
like
next time.
No. You smelled good. I smelled you when you came down there.
Oh, okay.
I just unbelievable. I mean, everything about you, your eyes. I mean, no, you don't have the glass eye. I mean, maybe you should get one of those eyes taken out.
Well, say the eyes. Did you?
You know, he's got that one glass eye.
Well, really, he had a plastic eye.
Did he? Was plastic?
Yeah, it was plastic. Back in the day.
I can't see you.
Oh.
There.
Is that better?
Yeah, the microphone's like, right in your face.
Okay, there we go.
Now I can see you. Beautiful. Yeah. So you did all of his songs, and I can't even tell you, when you were there in the light, the Bojangles.
Oh. That's his signature song.
I was kind of creeping. I mean, my skin was... It was so fantastic. I'm watching. I could
not
think
the man wants to hear you keep saying you're creeped
out. It's a positive creep. I'm not kidding you.
It's cool. Lady J, you know what?
I love Sammy Davis Jr. What a performer. What a singer. What a fun guy. You had all of his energy there.
Well, thank you.
You did.
Thank you. It is. We look forward to doing the show every night because of the fantastic band that we have. You know.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys in the band, Tony and Joe.
Tony and Joe, mm-hmm. and then Mickey Lavering, who played for Mr. D for 11 years.
Yeah.
And he's our MD. And then we have Rich Lewis, who plays a trombone. And the lead trumpet is Paul Lentz. Doug Kumbler is our tenor saxophone player. And then we have Frank Benvenuto, who plays the alto sax, who played for Sammy Davis Jr. So five of the seven actually played.
Yeah, they know the arrangements, and you do them all the same arrangements, and the stage looks good with the, you know, in front of the, you know, they look like the old-timey.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is just bring back the essence of that era and Mr. D and the love for him, and it just works out with the Bill Hara Centennial, so it just really worked out.
I felt like we had a ghost in there. No, I'm not even kidding you. I'm like looking up there. I mean, I can't express it enough. I was... Not that I was skeptical, as everybody entertains me. I find everybody entertaining. If they're up doing their thing and singing, I love them.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, how is he going to pull this off? But boy, you, unbelievable. And it is a tribute. You're not impersonating him. You're doing a tribute to him, and you sound just like him and move like you even tap dance. I mean, what? I was like going,
Well,
you got those tap shoes on. Well, I'm assuming you're out there tap dancing.
Well, I mean, if you're going to see a Sammy Davis Jr. tribute, you would think that. I mean, there's certain signatures that make him basically who he was, and that's you're going to sing Bojangles or what kind of fool am I?
Of course.
And I think the tap dancing, and then it's good to put in a couple of surprises too.
Well, he has a sense of humor though. See, you've captured that. That was something I loved about him because he had that sense of humor. And then you get out there and you do a Dean Martin impersonation.
Did he really?
Yes,
are you kidding me?
No, a Bill Cosby.
Well, Mr. D did a lot of impressions.
Yeah, he did.
And I think what it is too is it's kind of like an element of surprise because some people don't expect it. And I just think that
you surprised us.
Well, thank you.
And then the other thing, then he gets up there and he goes and he plays a banjo. Then he gets a saxophone out. Then he goes up and plays the drums, piano.
You did watch the show, didn't you?
I watched every move. I mean,
I think she liked the show.
My sweetheart,
think?
When we got home, he was like, boy, you just didn't even take your eyes off. I couldn't. Honest to gosh, I was mesmerized.
Oh,
I really was. I think
so
you did
kind.
Such an awesome job. I could see that being a permanent fixture at Harris and Sammy's showroom.
Oh, could you say that again?
I could see that being a permanent fixture there in Sammy's showroom.
Oh, okay.
I really could. And I told the marketing director.
Wait a minute. Say that. What did you say again?
I could really see that being a permanent fixture there in the Sammy showroom.
Okay. Threes are magical. Thank you.
Oh, I think it was just awesome. Yeah. Well, how long are you going to be here?
We'll be here until September 23.
Okay. And they'll probably extend it out. I mean, they must. Everybody has to see the show.
Well, we're just taking one day.
I know
at a time.
You're just enjoying yourself. How long did it take you to get ready for this show? Because you're a singer and you're a dancer. I mean, it's obvious.
Well,
you're that whole thing.
I mean, you're still learning. Yeah. You never stop learning, and we treat every show as if it's our first show. And I'm still learning. I'm still a student.
You're still polishing, is what you're doing.
Absolutely.
To me.
Absolutely. You never.
Polishing everything off, yeah.
You know, if you do, then you can become a plumber.
Now, where was this show before? Or did you just start it here?
This show just started here.
Oh, my goodness. So what happened? Somebody saw you and said, gosh, you look like Sammy Davis.
No, what happened was through a lot of prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. And I called up an old friend. Randy Burt, who's sitting over there.
Yeah, he is.
With Road Shows.
Road Shows, yeah.
And
Street Vibrations and all. We love him.
And I, Randy and I, we met at our office at the Flowing Tide. They've been giving him a plug. And we had a meeting. It just, we had lunch. And
so Randy had seen you perform before.
Oh,
knew you were as talented as you are.
Yeah. And I said, Randy, hey, I need some help with this project. And prior to that, I knew it was going to be a good day because going to the Flowing Tide, I opened the door for this lady, and I said, are you going in here? And she looked at me like, why am I going in there? She cussed me out.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, she went after me. So I said, today's going to be a great day.
I'm going to make sure of it now.
Sure enough, and then Randy said, yeah, I'll take on this project, and we had a meeting, and we pitched the concept.
Well, let me ask you something. Were you doing this in your show before? I mean, were people saying, oh my goodness, you sing like Sammy Davis Jr.? I mean,
well,
were you doing a little?
Prior to that, I was in several Rat Pack shows and Crack Pats and Mouse Packs. and I just got packed out.
Yeah.
What happened is, I mean, I've done more Rat Pack shows than the original Rat Packs. Guys.
Yeah, because they're everywhere. I mean, Vegas. Did you play in Vegas
there's
for
so
a long
many
time?
Of
yeah.
Them. There was one in Ireland, and they were all white guys. So,
well, that's kind of weird.
You
can't change that.
You just put Rat Pack, people go to it.
They go, ooh. Yeah, well, who's he?
I guess I had the Rat Pack burnout. But I think people forget that these guys were superstars
super.
In their own right.
Superstars.
So,
yeah.
And I just think that, I mean, it's just the right timing because many times, I was looking at Sammy's showroom and it just wasn't the right time. And I probably wasn't ready.
Yeah, well, you have to believe that way. If you believe in faith and if you're a faithful man, you know that things turn out the way, not always in your own time.
Absolutely. But, I mean, right now is the right time.
This is the time.
Bill Harris Centennial, it worked out. Here we are. We're in Sammy's room. and we take, sorry for bouncing.
You're pounding. Get, what the? Passion. the passion JP was talking
about. Were we just talking about that?
Yeah.
I'm pounding because
got that passion.
I'm getting excited.
Yes, and
I
you
get,
should.
I mean, we get pumped up every night.
And you know, Sammy Davis Jr., from what I understand, I've been in this town a long time, was Sammy Davis Jr. was one of his favorite performers.
Yes,
and that's
Bill,
why he named that showroom after
right.
him.
Bill Herr, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How many shows every night and what nights?
We do, let's see, work from Thursday to Saturdays.
Oh, wow. Long, grueling schedule for you.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Saturday.
That's four nights a week.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock show.
Come on out. Let's have some fun.
They've got to see you. You are fantastic. David Hayes, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Lady J.
Tribute to Sammy Davis Jr. Thank you.
You know, you remind me of a movie star.
Oh, stop it.
Don't
stop it right now.
Look at her eat it up.
Keep it up. We'll be back next week with Broadview. Thank you to all of my listeners here for joining me today. Thank you, JP. Thank you, Sean. Stick around. CBS News is next right here on KBZZ Sparks Reno, an Americom broadcasting station.